Bringing us to our last item of public hearing, which is subdivision 2013-9, Lewis J. and Antoinette Perry.
Just before there's a motion on this, just I want to caution the commission on one thing in considering this. You sort of heard my comments to Mr. Witzel. One of the criteria of 99.9c is the preservation of farmland, and that can be a legitimate concern in the subdivision, but what they were talking about more was the preservation of an irrigation system. You know, I just would caution the commission against deciding that subdivision based on that. There may be other things that are there that are viable, but the irrigation system is not one of them, you know. I mean, that may be one of the most all-time bad planning situations I've heard of from a farmer, but, you know, and they may have a cause of action about some implied agreement or breach of some farm lease or who knows what, but in terms of subdivision applications, I don't think that's relevant.
I agree. Which is a separate matter from land use issues.
Yeah
absolutely. I guess I'm curious, though. I mean, on the road request and the buffer, lack of buffer, I mean, you don't know who's going to own that adjoining property. It might be a close family member today, but it doesn't necessarily. And you don't also have that buffer is not only there to buffer the adjoining property, it's also there to buffer the lot owners as well. Yep. So, I mean, if Mr. Witzel made a point, it was that, and I think Mr. Vincent as well, that, you know, you could be approving a subdivision in which there's rutted roads and a complicated problem with the roadway, and if you have an emergency, there's no cul-de-sac at the end, and you don't have the buffer. So, I mean, what do you guys, I mean, I'm not ready to make a decision. I'm not implying that because I'm just not, but I'm trying to get input.
I'm not ready to make a decision either, Mr. Ross, and I agree with you that I have concerns about the roadway. Well, you know, certainly the small size of it is not appropriate in my estimation, as well as the whole issue of the buffer. I think we have to have clarification on that from council as to that issue. And as we all know, what you see today may not be there tomorrow. So the lady who is perhaps the aunt is ill, and who knows what might happen to that property. It might be purchased, and I don't know the size of that property, but perhaps chicken houses could wind up being there. And then you have the issue of the disturbance of the chickens by the neighbors, as well as they're being disturbed by the odors that might emanate from that, despite the EPA efforts to control the odors coming from chicken houses. That's right. So you got to watch out for that camel's nose.
Mr. Burton, do you have any comments?
I think there's just a lot of. I have the same question. I have a question on just the buffer. Is it legal to take the buffer out of one side of AR and put it?
Yeah. Now, we've given waivers on. I don't think we've ever said that, because it talks about the width of it, you know. So it would be like
right,
the 50
size
feet,
down,
not
right.
the whole length of it. But then there's been waiver requests. I think, you know, that have been granted. Like we just that Rocks
usually
Bethany.
Usually, it's
one
a subdivision to a subdivision.
Yeah, right.
But in Rocks Bethany, we kept the 20-foot buffer. We just split it over on
yeah.
the other side. Mm-hmm. Still was maintained. We didn't just say. Forget it.
The other one I can think of, and I don't remember who did it, it was where the roadway was kind of running along the water, but so there was an adjacent property.
So there was no neighbor. But.
And I don't remember how that was dealt with. That was the other one that came to mind.
What about Mr. Witzel's comment of 50 feet?
That's a setback.
That's a site setback.
That's
a site plan
that's
issue.
That's to the building line.
That's a setback to an occupied structure, which is a house.
But that's
if
a site plan issue anyway, IG. I mean,
okay.
I don't think that's a reason for denial.
I mean,
if it's in
code,
it's in code, you know.
It's a matter of showing it.
So.
But it kind of goes back into, like, though, that, you know, taking out all the irrigation stuff, the original basis for the buffer was that, you know, it was an agricultural buffer, you know, and it was designed so that the lots would be screened from the farms and that the farms also be screened from the lots, you know, so that farmers wouldn't be subjected to complaints from lot owners about adjacent farming operations. You know, I mean, and so that may be a valid issue with regard to the buffer, is that I don't think it's disputed by anybody here that there is ongoing farming operations, so that's sort of, you all should consider whether that you know, goes against the buffer waiver in this situation.
Although, hearing from the opposition, the putting in this development basically eliminates the farming of that property to the same extent. I mean, because of the lack of irrigation that can be provided.
It makes it dry, yeah.
You know, the implication was that the land becomes useless.
I don't think so.
I don't agree with that, but.
I live like 3 miles down the road. I go by that place, you know, a million times. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, Mr. Vincent testified he couldn't triple irrigate it. I would debate that point. I it probably could be. It'd be more expensive. It'd be less efficient.
Right.
You know, so and I'm not sure that that's even, something for us to consider. I mean,
right, it's not relevant about that.
Like Vince said, you know, if he made a bad deal, that's, you know, it's his, you know, what, it's not for us to adjudicate his business deal or what he, you know,
right.
That's not it.
But nothing would really mitigate the stormwater management pond or drainage swales or.
I don't see how you get, you know, that's up to Soil Conservation District. I mean, I think we have to put it in there that they have to get it, and then Soil will have to decide. But you got a tax ditch running through the property, and how you can say there's no runoff into the tax ditch and somehow the lawns don't contribute. I'm a farmer, so I'm a bit prejudiced on the subject. You know, we all contribute. But so, you know, each our share, I'm sure. So to say that it's, I don't know. That's up to Soil Conservation to figure that out, not for me.
The Perry property next door, is there a house on it?
Yes.
Yes.
Up front.
She still lives there.
That's a 5-acre parcel.
Yeah, I think, you know, the original,
the question
they were
is,
sold to allow
is
for
it,
a trailer.
Is it residential or is it agriculture?
It's AR1.
It's AR1. I'm just talking
what's
about
the primary
next to the farm.
Yeah.
The parcel's 5 acres. It could be farmed because even though it's a house on it.
Well, that's true. It is farm.
I know. I'm just saying it's farm because it's tenant farm.
But that was one of those.
They probably won't farm.
You know, that was one of those airstrip plots that, you know, that was just a strategic. Who would have imagined how big an error that was in zoning, you know, I mean, in ordinance. But you look back in 2020 hindsight. But that's what happened. It was there to put a trailer in. There was an exemption in it.
So Tony Nero got us.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, move on. I'm going to defer move. We defer on subdivision 2013-9, Lewis J. and Antoinette Perry.
Second.
Been moved and seconded again to defer action on 2013, this time Lewis Perry. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries for deferral.